Jesus. Let us pray, Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we come this morning calling on your holy name.
Yes.
We know, God, there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes. Healing is in that name. Our deliverance is in that name, Lord. And we just want to tell you thank you right now. We ask you to continue to have your way in this service, God. We feel your presence in this house. And we ask you to continue to move in a special and mighty way. Father God, we came out this morning leaning and dependent on you, Father God. God, we came out this morning, Lord, with our trust, our confidence, and all our hope is in you this morning, God. For that we say you thank you right now. Father God, we decrease that you may increase. You need to proclaim the same what you will have to say to us, your people, God. You know what we're standing in need of in this hour, God. And we will want to let you know, God, you're worthy of the praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Let it be heart. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Next, for a moment, just remain standing. Thank you, Lord. First, thank you, Lord, for the reading of the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Beginning at the 46th verse. Thank you, Jesus. We have to say amen. It said they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, put his disciple and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, that son David, have mercy on me. And men charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, that son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. And he casting away his garment rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. God's word for God peoples. If I were to leave a subject with us today, it would be, how bad do you want it?
Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
Thank you, God.
God call you, and how bad do you want it? Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Come on and give him praise.
Thank you,
Lord. Before we get a word, thank you, Lord. I just like to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for each of you today. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise by praise to him. Because of you people like you singing, like you singing, let God have his way. It makes preaching a little easy. Is that all right?
Yeah.
We thank God for our ministers, our evangelists. Thank God, Elwood. Thank God for Yellow Johnson. You wife, we thank God for our deacon brother and our wife, each of you in your respective places. Come on, let's tell the Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God for our musicians. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you all.
Thank you.
And everyone that's in the house, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to ask you a question. Thank you, Lord. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You got to understand what happened here in Jericho. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus came to Jericho, there was a crowd, thank you, Lord, that followed him. This crowd that followed him, they would pass over pilgrim. And they came to Jericho with Jesus. They came to Jericho, you understand, Jericho was two cities called Jericho. There was an old city that was ruined. And then there was a new Jericho. And this new Jericho was Herod the Great. And his vessels, they build a kind of lavish palace somewhere. You know, they feel doing it today. Somebody ain't going to have them a good time and do the thing they want. This success doesn't mean it was success. And they had, thought they had it going on. But I'm coming to tell you, Jesus came to save us all.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. How bad do you want it? Uh-huh. They thought they had it going on. They built their palace and they did their thing. And I'm fulfilled today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you got to understand here about this blind man that began to call on the name of Jesus. I found out, thank you, Lord, that we talked about blind Bartimaeus. But he wasn't the only one standing on that side, there was two. Matthew talks about them too. But the reason why they mentioned blind Bartimaeus, they didn't mention the other one because the other one was more broken. He had a lot of boys. So Mark and Luke talked about him. How bad do you want it? The other one probably wouldn't call it on Jesus as much when he seen it coming through Jericho. But this blind man here, blind Bartimaeus, he called on him. How bad do you want it today? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
It's two sitting there. Thank you, Lord. But when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He heard his guilt coming by. He heard the deliverer passing by. Thank you, Lord. He tried his best to get Jesus' attention. So he kept crying out. He kept on calling on Jesus. You got to keep calling him. You got to call on him like you want him. It's time to call him like you really need him. How bad do you want him? Somebody ought to say, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. He heard he was coming and he began to call on him. Thank you, Jesus. By this time, thank you, Lord, he said, and many charged him that he should hold his feet. Talking to the crowd, y'all. Sometimes, if you want Jesus bad enough, don't worry about the crowd. How bad do you want him? The crowd will try to stop you.
Yes.
The crowd will try to quiet you.
Yes.
The crowd will have you say, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yes. Jesus.
I'm not going to speak no more. I'm not going to sing no more. I'm not going to walk no more. I'm not going to talk no more. I'm just not going to do anything. The crowd will try to shut you up.
Yes.
All right.
But how bad do you want him?
Right.
They charged him to hold his feet. But he cried out the more. A great deal. Thy son of David, have mercy on me. Thank you, Lord. How many know God hear your cry?
Yes.
You see what you're going through, but how bad do you want him? God knows what you're doing on your side of the road when you see him coming through. Can you imagine this man, this crowd, he's walking through them, through the crowd, and you hear him? Thank you, Lord. You ask the people the question, they say, what means this? Sometimes you got to be careful about the crowds you hear. But the crowd you hang with.
My Lord.
And ask, what mean is it just Jesus of Nazareth you're passing through? Somebody ought to tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say, why are you praising him like that? What's up with this? Jesus is passing by. Hey, I feel my healing passing by. I feel my deliverance passing by.
Glory.
I'm going to tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now talk. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to still call on you, Jesus. The more you tell me to be kind, the more I'm going to say, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Yes, sir. It's time now to try to get God's attention. If you want to get his attention, call on his name. Hallelujah. Continue to trust him. I don't know about you, but I'm leaning independent on him today.
Yes.
Say, all my trust, my confidence, all my hope is in the Lord. Somebody ought to tell him, thank you.
You
better get his attention and keep calling him. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. And he charged him that he should hold his feet, but he cried to him a great deal. Thy son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible said Jesus stood still. Anytime you get Jesus' attention, it caused him to stay still.
Yes.
He's getting ready to do something. It's going to be a change in your life. Things can thank you. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God stands still just to get your attention. God stands still just to draw you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus knew that God had drawn you because he said, no man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw you.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
And if you come to Jesus, God then draws you.
Yes.
You have been in the chapter of God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you. Yes, so what are you doing?
Yes.
I know they're doing it. Thank you, Lord. Over 25 years ago, he's.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. See me on this.
Uh-huh.
I'm down there. He said, come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Draw me, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And I had to come out. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He got the man here to do some things.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody said the same thing.
Thank you.
And then the Bible literally said, a man vomits. The Bible said he cast away his gun and rolled and came to Jesus. Somebody might ask the question, why? Did he take off his gun? When Jesus called him, going to come to me, he cast off his gun because he didn't want to jump. He knew he was trying to walk with all this stuff on before and he fell down. But when Jesus called him, he took off some stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time you have to take off some stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't let people stop us. The word God has for us to do.